Welcome back into another edition of the Overflow. Looking and learning and leaning in to understand how to live life in the overflow of the love, the power, the juice, the electricity of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Receiving, and living out of the abundance of everything that our Father gives us moment by moment as we live each day as an eternal day, that as a gift from our Father. Spring training has started. Baseball fans, I am fired up for another World Series potential year for the Houston Astros. Very good, strong possibility that the Houston Astros will be in World Series title hunt again. If the Astros don't win the World Series, it will be a down year. It's so cool going into a sports season with the anticipation of championship aspirations. So, because it is spring training season and the Astros are so electric, let's talk about the Astros and the Kingdom of God. The Houston Astros and the Kingdom of God. There is a department in the Houston Astros organization called Information Technology and Procurement. Information Technology and Procurement. In the IT&P department, there is a staff position called AV Specialist. Information Technology and Procurement Department in the Houston Astros organization, AV Specialist. The current AV Specialist is a guy by the name of Chad. Chad. It's a real guy. His name's Chad. You can look up his last name if you so choose. But there's a real guy named Chad who is the AV Specialist in the Information Technology and Procurement Department of the Houston Astros. I want you to imagine for a moment that Chad loves his job. Now, Chad may very well love his job, but just work with me on my illustration. Chad loves his job and is super skilled at what he does. Imagine Chad loves his job, super skilled at what he does. He wakes up every day thankful for his work and looks forward to being with his coworkers. Now, imagine at the same time that Chad has very little awareness of the Houston Astros. While he's super, super clear that he works as an AV specialist in the Information Technology and Procurement Department, he has never heard very much about the Houston Astros. In fact, one time when one of his coworkers mentioned the Astros to him, Chad replied, "Who are the Astros?" Further, no one has ever told Chad about the New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Dodgers. Come on now. Chad's experience just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. While he's heard rumblings about these groups, whoever they are, he's never had any clear training about them or the relevance to his life or to his work. Who are the Yankees? I've heard of them, but I don't pay much attention to them. You and I would look at Chad and go, "That's weird. Your experience... You work in the Astros organization, but you don't really understand who the Astros are. And you work in the Astros organization, you have no clue who the Yankees are or who the Dodgers are." We would look at that and go, "Huh? That's just bizarre." Jesus says in Luke 4:43, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also." So he's in one city. He's doing great stuff, healing, casting out demons, preaching forgiveness of sins, preaching the kingdom of God. They come to him and they say, "Man, we need more in this city. We need more of what you're doing in this city." And Jesus says, No. "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." Jesus came to preach the kingdom of God, not just the gospel, but Jesus came to preach the kingdom of God. The gospel is good news about the kingdom. There is no gospel without the kingdom. There is no kingdom without the gospel. Further, Jesus warns Peter in Luke 22:31-31. Jesus says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat." Man, what would it be like to hear Jesus say your name twice? "Jim, Jim, Simon, Simon." that would not have sounded pretty good. "Mark, Mark, Jessica, Jessica." What would that sound like for Jesus to say your name twice? He says to Simon Peter, Satan has demanded He has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. Man, what would the tone of Satan sound like as he comes before our Father and requests permission from our Father, demands. I demand you give me permission to sift Peter. Satan knows who Peter is. Satan calls Peter by name. Satan goes before our Father and says, I demand that you give me permission to sift him. Jesus comes preaching the kingdom of God. Jesus comes warning his disciples about spiritual warfare. A guy named Chris goes to ABC Church. This is a made-up guy. He goes to ABC Church. He loves Jesus. He serves and gives. He's walked with the Lord for a long time. He has no problem praying out loud. He's even led a mission trip to Haiti. If you ask him about Jesus, he can give you some good juice. He'll even quote scripture. One day, however, he is asked what he knows about the kingdom of God. And he replies, yeah, I've heard of it, but I'm not really sure. I'm not very clear on the kingdom of God. At another time, the conversation turns to spiritual warfare, and he says, I'm not just sure how Satan works and what he does. As an aside, by the way, I was in a meeting one time with a pastor of a large church here in Houston. It was just the two of us, one-on-one, and we were talking about disciple-making and spiritual warfare. And so I asked him, hey, what is the role of spiritual warfare and disciple-making at your church? And he says to me, and it's just he and I talking, he says, hey, I know spiritual warfare is real, but it's just not something we know very much about in our church. Therefore, we just don't get into it very much in our church. Oh boy. Oh boy. Now, in our illustration about Chris who goes to ABC Church, you know, at least he's heard about the kingdom, at least he knows a little bit about Satan, but man, brothers and sisters, this non-kingdom, non-warfare, mostly Jesus, very little Father, very little Holy Spirit version of Christianity just limps, just struggles to ignite victory in people. It just really struggles to ignite people in victory. Look, man, I know a lot of other Christians, I know other denominations, other ways of walking with the Lord, for whom every bad thing in life is demonic. I know that. And people that are like that. That perspective is equally unhealthy in the opposite direction. But for many of us, based on our denominational backgrounds and daily lives, we suffer from significant gaps in our training. Significant gaps in our training. The kingdom of God and warfare are two glaring examples. Listen to this, man. I mean, come on. This isn't rocket science. I want Chad, as an AV specialist in the Information Technology and Procurement Department of the Houston Astros, to be fired up about the Houston Astros and be fully engaged and fully clear in his part, Chad's part as an AV specialist, and the role that his part plays in the Information Technology and Procurement Department, the role that his part plays to help the Astros continually whip the Yankees and whip the Dodgers. So that when the Yankees win, or when the Astros win the World Series, and all of the Astros staff members get a ring, he's able to put that ring on with pride, knowing, fully aware of his role that helped the team win the fight. In the same way, I want you as a member of your church or ministry to be fired up about building our Father's kingdom, deputized by Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit to continually whip Satan. There is no Christianity without the kingdom, and there's no kingdom without Christianity. I pray, man, yeah, what do you do? What do you do with this kingdom stuff if it's just not been a priority in your life? Number one, pray and ask God our Father to open your heart wide by the Holy Spirit to kingdom reality. Pray. Number two, see as you read scripture, begin to notice, circle, underline, highlight all the different times and all the different places Jesus and the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter and James and all the New Testament guys, even the Old Testament, will talk about the kingdom. Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Pray, ask for expansion, see in scripture, and then three, flex. Flex the reality that you are a part of the unstoppable, undefeatable, advancing work of the kingdom of the God of all creation. Ask God our Father to show you your role and how your role fits into the magnanimous work of advancing his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Life, brothers and sisters, in the overflow is lived on the front line of our Father's unstoppable kingdom. Let's go. Let's go. If this has been helpful, you share it on your social media platforms. Pass it around, please. Just a real quick hit about the kingdom of God. If Trexo has been a blessing to you, we would certainly appreciate any kind of financial assistance you could give us. Trexo.org/donate. Trexo.org/donate. My book, Brilliant, about the Lord's Prayer, speaks a lot about the kingdom of God. You can find that on our website, trexo.org/shop. Otherwise, we'll look forward to getting back together with you again real soon as we seek to live together in the overflow.